This conference is being recorded.
Hi, my name is Jason Alba, CEO of JibberJobber.com and the author of two books. I'm on LinkedIn Now What and I'm on Facebook Now What. I'm here to talk with my publisher today about self-publishing versus going through a publisher. I get asked this question all the time, and I'm imagining he gets asked the question more than I am. Mitchell Levy, CEO of Happy About. Mitchell, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So am I right that you get asked a lot about the difference between self-publishing and going through a publisher?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those amazingly interesting questions that people have often.
And I imagine you have a lot of opinions on that. I have my own opinions, but let's just hear it from you. You have about 60 or 70 titles, and you've done this a ton of times. What do you think about the difference between self-publishing and going through a publisher?
One of my favorite topics, by the way. So here's what's interesting. When you're writing a book, you're writing a book to build credibility for yourself. There's a couple things that come out of it. You are now the author of a book. And being the author of a book allows you to open the door to a number of other places. My favorite thing to think about is when you shake somebody's hand and you look at their business card and it has three letters on the back of the card, I'm sorry, on the front of the card, it gives you a whole lot of credibility. Those three letters are PhD. Well, if you just add a couple more letters, A-U-T-H-O-R, to the back of your card, all of a sudden you get instant credibility. But, you know, once you have the book, what the first thing that the reporters are going to ask you is, did you self-publish? And so by definition, you lose a lot of credibility. And Jason, you could talk a little bit about your story about the being published as a self-published author versus another one. But then there's another piece. And so one is credibility. But the second piece, and this is the one that really kills me, is one of time. So as an author that comes to us, and if you're interested in driving your career and driving your business through books, then I'm very interested in publishing you and love to talk to you, and we've got six questions we'll send your way. But here's what happens. A lot of times people come to me and they have a great idea or they have the manuscript already written and they're debating whether or not to self-publish or to go through us. Well, A, you get the credibility of being through a publisher. Okay, that's great. What's one of the downsides? Well, you're going to get less money. Instead of getting 100% of the profit, you're only going to get a small piece of the profit. Now, I would argue that the number of books sold will be much greater with us, but let's assume that it turns out to be not a lot of money, because at the end of the day, where you're making your money, so you're making your money from speaking, consulting, the business you pick up because of the incremental credibility that your book is going to bring you. So now let's look at you. You're an expert. You're out there. You're selling your services, whether you're a service company or a product company. You're out there selling your services. And what I will guarantee you, if you use one of the self-publishers, they will perform a certain number of techniques for you. If we look at our publishing model, we've got 37 different steps that we do for you. And let's assume typically the self-publisher is going to do 10 of those. So those incremental steps that we do for you, if you decided to do those yourself, you'll spend at least 200 hours of time. So now you have to look back. How much is the value of your time worth? And, you know, one could argue that you might make an extra $1,000 or $2,000 if you published yourself and took in all the profit yourself versus doing it with us. You have to divide that number by 200, which is the amount of time we're going to save you by actually us publishing and doing all. And the steps include, you know, getting a book on the Sony Reader, getting it on Kindle. We have 50 e-libraries that are selling our books. We're listed in a ton of different locations. We do custom print runs. I mean, there's a ton of things that we do that you'd have to learn about, you know, how to get your ISBN, how to do all this stuff. Now, a lot of these, or some of these, the self-publishers do for you. But you look back and you say, okay, I'm going to make an extra couple thousand dollars, but I'm going to lose 200 hours. And this is the real basic block and tackle stuff. For any professional who's a good social networker or a good professional being able to market themselves, if you spent 200 hours on your business versus on figuring out what does it mean to be a publisher, how much more money you're going to get, not based on book sales, but how much more business are you going to take in the door and how much money you're going to make. So when it comes down to the basic fundamentals of should you self-publish or not, what I always say is, do you have a dream of being a book publisher? Did you wake up one morning and say, listen, I need to publish books, and that's what I want to do in life? And if that's your dream, I'd say go ahead and do it. We don't want you. We would much rather have you do your thing. But if your dream is your business and what you're shooting to do and what you want to make happen, why would you possibly want to waste 200 hours trying to figure out what does it mean to be a publisher when you could spend that time more productively building your business?
I totally agree. I'm thinking about 200 hours, and if you charge $100 an hour, which I charge way more than that now that I'm a credible published author, but let's just say you charge $100, that's $20,000. And if you're not comfortable with that, then let's say you charge $50 an hour, that's still $10,000 that you're essentially spending to do that. And then let's take that one step further, 200 hours, if that's 40 hours a week, you're working 5 weeks just on the back end. And I'll tell you right now, as an author, there's so much to do on the front end that by the time you're ready to go to the back end, you're exhausted. I would take more than 200 hours just because I'd have to recoup from writing everything.
Yeah, great point, and good to sort of financial, put that in financial terms. Once again, where you're going to make your money is on the indirect revenue, not the direct revenue from book sales, but the indirect revenue of speaking, consulting, and so on. And to spend the time and really, I just call it waste your time figuring that out. So listen, if you're interested in self-publishing and you've always wanted to learn how to be a publisher, please go ahead and do it. Spend the time. And a year or two from now, when you're ready to do your next book, we're interested in talking to you because then you'll appreciate what we do for you.
Yeah, definitely. So let me just share an experience that I had. When I had my first book published, I'm on LinkedIn Now What? And I started getting calls and emails to do interviews with national newspapers and magazines and stuff that I've been trying to get into as a CEO of Jibber Jobber, but I never got into until I was the author of the book. I was amazed that every single interview that I had from the national, the big players, every single one said, are you self-published? They wanted to know. There was some kind of credibility that goes along with having a publisher that is not a self-publishing entity.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, well, because you've got the third-party endorsement that your book is something worth selling.
Yeah,
by the way,
that's right.
By the way, your books are really good and really are something worth selling.
So the other experience I had, because after I wrote my first book, I knew I was going to do a second book, not right after, but eventually I figured out I was going to do a second book. And like I said, I got to the point where I was just too exhausted to think about doing all the back end stuff because I definitely thought about publishing it on my own. But aside from that, I just didn't have the time. I mean, I was running a business and I was speaking and consulting and doing all kinds of stuff. So it wasn't even a question of how much does it cost. It's just that I did not have 200 hours to get it done. And I definitely didn't have 200 consecutive hours, to get it done quickly. And that's one of the reasons why we got on the phone for my second book so that we could get the project out and to print. Cause that's what was the important thing for that book.
Hey, and you also got some help because you got a co-author on that helped pull together the content.
Yeah, I got smart on that one. That's right.
No, great examples, and you brought up two, right? And these are the two points that sort of I made a point of earlier, and that is self-publishing has sort of two negatives associated with it. One was, the credibility. In which case, you were able to become a significant player in the social networking space because you had a published book by a third-party publisher. And the second is time and the ability to save time. And for those that are interested, the website for us is happyabout.info. That's happyabout.info. And I'm very interested in acquiring authors who are interested in driving success for their business. And if you sent an email to info@happyabout.info, that's info, I-N-F-O, at happyabout.info, and just ask for the six questions. You know, we don't have a full-length book proposal. We're not interested in 40 pages on how your book's going to be the best thing since sliced cheese. We'll send you a Word document with 6 questions. I'd like you to answer those questions, and we'll have a conversation about whether or not it makes sense for us to publish you. And it's really that simple, and it's really that easy. And, Jason, you've got to experience that a couple times, so you pretty much know what it feels like to be a Happy About author.
It's changed my career. Mitchell Levy, thank you for your time and for your insight. This is Jason Alba, author of I'm on LinkedIn Now What, I'm on Facebook Now What, and CEO of JibberJobber.com.
Great. Thanks, Jason. Bye now.